There's some good news that's got people bustling at the Sonoma County Office of Education, a $15 million grant for education and career training. And the man who's in charge of that is Stephen Jackson, the Director of Career Technical Education for SCO. Tell us about the grant. What is it meant to do and what did it take to get it?
Well, it's a state grant from the California Department of Education. The legislature approved it last year, about $250 million that they granted throughout the state. The primary goal is to provide opportunities to connect our career programs and the high school programs with the economic and workforce needs of particular regions. So we came together with five other counties and put together an application with community colleges in those areas and workforce investment boards. So we built a consortium together to apply for the grant.
This is mostly about vocational training or educational preparation for more skilled jobs?
Primarily for career technical education, or what we used to call vocational education. In our county, engineering and design are important industry sectors for us. Hospitality and tourism connected to agriculture are key industry sectors for us. Healthcare is a very strong industry sector, and manufacturing. So we're going to try to build capacity in these schools to be able to integrate those training programs with core academics.
So we're talking about building new extracurricular sorts of programs?
Well, not so much extracurricular, but to get those teachers to work together, ones that are teaching career tech sort of things, such as an advanced manufacturing course or an electromechanical course or a biotechnology course or a healthcare introduction to health careers course, and to get them to work with core academic teachers in science and math and language arts to be able to make sure that kids can see the value of the math that they're learning and the science that they're learning and to be able to write effectively when they go into these careers. So it helps to build students' interest and engage them in those kinds of careers, and they tend to learn better in the broader subjects.
Are these focused primarily then for students who are on a college pathway?
Pretty much all students. Students who are considering careers in engineering certainly need to be considering a four-year degree. Those students who might be interested in working as a technician, Agilent is a company that needs quite a few technicians. So they work with us to help train young people on, you know, technician types of skills. How do you operate the machinery that makes the things that Agilent designs? Those students who are going into the healthcare careers, there's opportunities for lots of different licensing that they're going to need. All of those require some sort of post-secondary education. Gone are those days where we decide, okay, are you going to a four-year college or are you going directly to work? Now it's, what do you want to do and what sort of career do you want to pursue and what education and training do you need to get to that?
Most of the focus is on high school students, but there's a piece of it that looks at middle schools?
Middle school students explore careers. What sort of opportunities are out there? What are their interests? What do they like to do? And the sooner we can help them think about where they want to go, not that a 14-year-old student is going to decide their career for the rest of their lives, but if they begin to think about the opportunities that are there and the training and education that they may want or need to get to be successful in that career, we'd like them to start thinking about that and explore that.
Three-year program, $15 million, six counties. What's the landscape going to look like at the end of all this?
Well, what we hope is that there's a stronger connection between what educators are doing in school and what the needs of our economy and our workforce are. That teachers design projects, and there's a lot more projects where students are engaged in real types of projects with industry partners. The majority of our students in our schools have internship opportunities or job shadowing opportunities or project opportunities where they get to engage with industry people. There's more mentors. There's a very seamless connection between the high school programs and the community college and Sonoma State and four-year universities and apprenticeships and trade schools. So we need to be able to build those kinds of transitions. So those are the key things.
Sounds like a big project and a good one.
Yes, it is. We're very excited about it.
Congratulations, and thanks for telling us about it.
All right. Thank you very much, Bruce.